NAVSUP Publication 727, Version 1.15, Navy Cash Financial System, Standard Operating Procedure, Copyright Navy BMR.com. Chapter 3. 1. How many merchants are generally set up for the general mess? 2. 2. Navy cash receipts from the sale of meals for the month are reported in the Food Service Officer's Monthly General Mess Operating Statement, NS-1359, and the Dispersing Officer's Statement of Accountability, which form? SF-1219, Sierra Foxtrot 1219. 3. What provide accountable officials the ability to access and move the electronic funds taken in as receipts from retail sales on the ship and pay for products and services received on, and in some cases off, the ship? Merchant cards. 4. What is the standard maximum chipload and debit payment limit for Navy cash merchant accountable official cards? $10,000. 5. The food service officer has the option to have visitors pay for meals in advance when coming aboard, as they go, by individual meal, or upon departure from the ship. Which form is used by the food service officer for each visitor to record the sale? DD-1544. 6. How often at a minimum must the private mess treasurer record meals consumed by mess members and guests of the mess? Daily. 7. How often at a minimum must the food service officer complete the NS Form 1046 for the cash sale of meals to the private mess? Monthly. 8. The private wardroom mess treasurer on CVNs, LHAs, and LHDs can pay the food service officer with the private mess Navy cash card if the monthly mess invoice is for which amount or less? $50,000. 9. Which form is used by the food service officer to document the cost of food items transferred, sold, to a private mess, MWR, or other authorized party at the last receipt price in accordance with existing procedures? NAVSUP Form 1282. 10. How many years must the food service officer retain the general mess refund control log for reconciliation and audit purposes? 5. 11. In response to a refund request from a cardholder, the food service officer records the refund in the general mess refund control log and prepares, signs, and issues a refund chit to the cardholder. To alleviate holding unliquidated refunds for long periods of time, members will be required to liquidate refunds at the dispersing office within how many working days? 2. 12. What is the process of confirming that currency, cash or check, and Navy cash collections balance with total sales for the day, and, if they don't balance, determining what caused the out-of-balance condition? Reconciliation. 13. How often at a minimum must the food service officer reconcile? Daily. 14. Which condition is caused when a sale is recorded but cash was not collected or the amount collected was less than the amount of the sale? Shortage. 15. Which condition is caused when cash is collected but a sale was never recorded or was recorded at an amount less than the cash collected? Overage. 16. How many days at a minimum must the food service officer maintain daily reports and reconciliation worksheets? 30. 17. Each month, the food service officer and dispersing officer should coordinate to establish a closeout date for the month. How many days before the actual end of the month does the end-of-month process generally begin in the sales office? 5. 18. About how many transactions can be stored by a point of sale in normal mode operating offline before it is full and can no longer process transactions? 741. That concludes this topic. Thank you for listening. Test your knowledge online at NavyBMR.com.